Good morning. This will be a short devotional teaching. I want to briefly look at something. This is Exodus chapter 4. Story is that Moses, you know, he was raised as an Egyptian, God miraculously saved him from being killed with all the other Jewish babies, baby boys. And then he saw the people of Israel, the Jewish people, were being slaves. He wanted to try to do something himself, so he killed an Egyptian soldier, and then he had to run away from the Egyptians. So here he is on the backside of the desert in exile. Seemed like his life was kind of over. And God appears to him and says, "You're going to be the guy. You're my guy. Go in there. Let my people go." So we serve a God that speaks in parables, where he does something and it's always rich with symbolic meaning. So I agree with those who say that in the scheme of things, in God's reckoning of things, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, stands for Satan. Egypt stands for the world. The Jewish people who were slaves stands for God's people that need to be brought out. And Moses stands for the church. Moses is already out of Egypt. Okay? And God is saying to Moses, "Go get them out. Go get my people out." What did Moses say here in Exodus chapter 4? "Then the Lord answered and said, 'But what if they will not believe me?'" In other words, you're sending me to some people to say, "God has sent me. He wants you to come out of slavery. He wants you to come out of Egypt. He wants you to come out of the realm of darkness. He wants you to come out of the realm of being under Pharaoh. What if they do not believe me or listen to what I have to say? What if they say, 'The Lord has not sent you?'" The Lord answered and said unto Moses, "What do you have in your hand?" See, that's it, folks. If I'm right, or the church, you know, we're tempted to say, "We're just a little church in Blissfield. You know, what if we try to tell people about Jesus?" And they say, "Well, the Lord hasn't sent you. Who are you?" What then? What does the Lord say to us? What do you have in your hand? In other words, what is it that you're able to do right now? Not that God won't do more later, as he did with Moses. But the question now, okay, what can you do right now? What do you have in your hand? The staff in our hand. Let's offer it to God today and see what he might do. Amen?